It's a record of all those hours of conversation, and just of silently being together in that room. In part, it is a painting of my own fascination with the whole process of being painted, and I see that intensity of interest in the picture. It's a picture of me looking at him looking at me. But, as always with a portrait, there is another question. When we look at it, does it reveal more about me, its subject, or about Lucien, its creator?
That was Martin Gayford talking about Sitting for Lucien Freud. Tomorrow, Germaine Greer will describe the experience of being painted by Paul Arrigo. The series, Here's Looking at Me, is produced by Susan Marling and is a Just Radio production for BBC Radio 3. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just coming up to 11 o'clock, and now we join Max Reinhardt in a magnificent shirt for Late Junction.
Thanks very much, James, and your shirt's pretty cool too. Well, I'm back in Broadcasting House, just off the train from Edinburgh, but tonight's Late Junction is still going to be marinated in Edinburgh Festival sound, sights and orgiastic revelry, plus some live music from a piece of theatre that has managed to stay in London this month and resisted the magnetic pull of the largest arts festival in the known universe. This year's Edinburgh International Festival is filled with events built around the art of the pioneers of the 60s and 70s, Patti Smith, Philip Glass, Naim June Paik, Meredith Monk, and this man too, whose work recently featured in this year's Proms.
me aquí. Serei eu a voz que nunca seja. Já que a voz pode remeter ao que não.
Tigana Santana from Salvador in Bahia. What a wonderful voice. And playing Cora was Maher Sissoko. And the tune was called Mama Kalunga. Kalunga is apparently the magic existential liquid of Bakongo tradition. I think we were drinking some of that in Edinburgh. Before that, Peaches on Regalia from Frank Zappa's Hot Rats album. And what is Zappa's role in this year's Edinburgh International Festival? A tribute concert by Cologne Ensemble Music Fabric, and that's at the Usher Hall on the 28th of August. Later on Lake Junction tonight, amongst our sonic delights, we've a site-specific visit to a unique Sun Ra Edinburgh Festival exhibition and live Congolese roots music from Kasbi and Papa Kabongo. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 if you've been to the festival. Tell us what you've seen and heard, or if you're about to set off, give us your must-see list. We'd like to know. That's at BBC Radio 3. Last month, for the first time, all 50 of Data 70's Space Loops were gathered from their limited release series of 7-inch vinyls and released on CD. And I'm going to be sprinkling them over Lake Junction all of next week. But here's a first little toe in the water. Stylus. Thank you. There goes another pioneering legend of the 60s. Still pushing the envelope after all these years, acoustic guitar adventurer Mike Cooper with Tiki Tampu from his brand new album White Shadows in the South Seas, which is not only a sonic gem, but a visual delight. It's got exquisite silhouettes on the sleeve. And before that, Bach Saraband from Partita No. 2 in D minor, played by Jonathan Sage on clarinet. The last album from Otek made quite an impact on all of our playlists here at Lake Junction, and I'm pretty sure that the electronicist duo from Rochdale are about to be pretty regularly in our ears all over again with their new double CD, XI. From it, Fleur. I'm Tona Quinn and Malachy Bourke, the Ace and Deuce of Piping, the Kerry Jig and the Ballintore Fancy. And that medley's off their album Live at the Steeple Sessions. And if you're looking online at our playlist, it seems to run out around here. Don't worry, it's just a glitch. The programme carries on. Now, yesterday, when I was up in Edinburgh, I visited the Summer Hall, a complex of studios, workshops, performance spaces, all awash with a manner of shows, readings, gigs, exhibitions. It was all going on. And I met up with artist and designer Lindsay Todd. He's been involved in redesigning the packaging for a limited run of re-releases of some of Sun Ra's early 7-inch single catalogue. And that's how he came in contact with the photography of Berlin-based photographer Jörg Brecker, who captured a very important period of Sun Ra's intergalactic voyage, as he told me.
These pictures are from 1970, and it's actually an interesting period. It was the first time that the orchestra travelled outside the US. So Paris, Berlin and the UK were major shows in 1970, and these photographs in this exhibition are taken from two shows, one from the Black Forest and one from Berlin, both within 2 months of each other.
OK, can we go and have a look?
People have really had to work to find this exhibition because it's the most tucked away exhibition in the whole venue.
Oh, so, right.
Only the most diehard fans have found this.
Around the walls of this room, there are, I don't know, perhaps 30, 35 black and white prints of that tour. And we're looking now at a picture of Sun Ra sternly gazing at his band. In front of him, he's got a couple of keyboards. Is that an early Moog that he's got there?
I think so, yeah. I think he was one of the first people to be given a Moog or prototype Moogs to work on and to bash about and experiment with. So,
what is that bit of headgear he's wearing?
It's an Egyptian headpiece. It looked, for want of a better description, a chainmail headpiece, maybe?
And he's certainly looking very intergalactic. You know, some people think that the intergalactic thing is random. Of course it isn't. It's all about... I mean, he was a black man who said to the white world, look, you treat me as if I'm from another planet. Guess what? I am.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that his philosophy ran many ways, and I think also that you'd speak to Ra and he'd give you a deliberately muddled answer. And I think that it was a way for him to also avoid the direct questioning about his heritage or where he'd come from.
And of course he had the most phenomenally amazing musicians to work with. I mean, sort of cream of Chicago avant-garde.
He did, and I think a lot of them didn't actually expect much in terms of financial reward, but in terms of what they got, the teachings of Ra and the opportunity to be part of the orchestra was enough for them.
Here's an interesting picture of an unknown instrumentalist, but what's clear is that he's got some possibly Egyptian, definitely African drums there.
That's right, yeah.
And that would be very early on in the day for, you know, African drums actually being in the world of jazz.
Exactly, and I think a lot of the performers were really encouraged by Ra to be multi-instrumental and be able to play up to 10 instruments in the orchestra.
And that's from 1970, so, I mean, you can't think, really, of another band who had African drums, African-American band.
No.
Quite extraordinary. Very much ahead of his time. Yeah, there's a fantastic picture here from Berlin. I mean, they're in a concert hall, and so it's kind of looking a bit sort of straight concert hall-ish, and there's a German audience. It looks like they're all sitting down in a very obedient manner, watching what's going on stage. And what's going on stage, aside from all the musicians, is a dancer. I mean, and she's just so orchestra. I mean, she's got a sun in both hands, and she's bedecked in flags and diaphanous material. Can you tell me more about this?
Well, this is a part of the concert that started in 1968, and where the orchestra would tour the west coast of America. And I think these shows that they put on, I mean, the people in this picture look particularly restrained and a little bit confused, but I think even the hippies in 68 in the west coast of America were absolutely mind-blown by these shows that were, they had fire eaters, they had dancers, they had all sorts. So it was a complete show. It wasn't just musicians sitting on a stage.
So this is actually another artist in the Edinburgh Festival who's entirely cross art form.
Yes.
And again,
and the legacy still lives, I think, as well.
Exactly. And again, he's one of the tigers of the 50s and the 60s, and we all live in his shadow.
That's right.
Looking Outward by Sun Ra. That's an early 60s track featuring his Kashmiri percussionist, Leah Ananda. And before that, you heard designer and curator Lindsay Todd talking to me at The Immeasurable Equation, an exhibition of previously unseen photographs, cover art and ephemera of Sun Ra and his orchestra at Summer Hall on the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. And the exhibition can be seen right through to the end of September. Now, Frank Zappa always said he wasn't jazz and he really disliked counterpoint. So That was the jazz. Now let's have some counterpoint. Actually, two forms of counterpoint. From Zanzibar, we're going to hear some Tarab music, and that's from Abdullah Ahmed and Saif Salah, a trap called Wawili Tunapendani. And after that, we're going to hear some Buxtehude.
Thank you.
Well, that was James Tibble at the Jürgen Arendt Organ at Monash University in Melbourne, Australia. That's one of the greatest organs in the Southern Hemisphere, I believe, specially built for him by Jürgen himself. That was Buxtehude's Te Deum Laudamus de Plenis Sunt Celi et Terra from it. And I can see people are full of spite and wit on Twitter tonight. Josh Gale says, can't tell if radio broken or late junction on Radio 3. A Latin American moment now. It's a new Brazilian wunderkind in a moment. She's a cellist, a multi-instrumentalist, a vocalist and a songwriter. Her name is Dom La Nena, and a tune she's going to play is O Vento. It's from her fine new album, Ella. But first, Nano Stern, a young Chilean artist on a mission to spread a new wave of Latin American song around the world. This one's called Tonada de Luna Llena, Full Moon Tune, and it's written by Venezuelan composer Simon Diaz.
Se enamora tu corazón con el mío. Yo vi de una garza mora dándole combate a un río. Así es como se enamora. Así es como se enamora tu corazón. Corazón con el mío. Tarde la lave, luna, luna, luna.
desde que o vento passou, rasgou meu pranto, teu casaco. Desde que o vento deixou o meu abrigo nos teus braços. E o que o vento levou, ninguém mais se acostumou a viver sem.
Morreu no luz.
From Georges Ligeti's Piano Etudes, Book 2, L'Escalier du Diable, The Staircase of the Devil, played there for us by Pierre-Laurent Aymard. And at the Edinburgh International Festival on the 23rd of August at Queen's Hall, Pierre-Laurent Aymard will contrast pieces from Debussy and Ligeti, and that's one of the daily concerts, one of the daily 11 o'clock in the morning concerts that Radio 3 are producing all this week and next at the festival. Now, a question. Who is Ignatz? It was the vicious mouse in the vintage comic Crazy Cat. Ignatz's favourite occupation was throwing bricks at Crazy Cat's head, who thought it was a love declaration from the mouse. But now, he is Brussels-based musician Bram Devens.
My love is around. que te quieres.
Anna Meredith with Bubblegum, and it's on a new EP that's just come out called Jet Black Raider. Now, one of my musical epiphanies this year was Anna Meredith and her techno chamber band Horsebox, who graced our stage at Latitude, and I just remember hearing her track Nautilus, and then about 3 hours later it blared across the whole site because the Foals use it as their fanfare music. And, oh, while we're talking about festivals, another epiphany was bumping into the David Wax Museum at WOMAD. And the David Wax Museum is filled with Mexican musical hardware. There's a Hapungera, Yeranas, Quillada de Burros, and also the whole Appalachian freshness that Sue Slezak brings to it. And by the way, she was 6 months pregnant and still playing the accordion, which was quite a vision. And then there was David Wax himself. Here they are with Wondrous Love.
What is your secret? How did you know? Been your lover, that our hearts are perfect echoes. How did this wondrous love happen to me? Thank you.
from New Zealand. Cutting-edge postmodern neo-surfatronica. I think that's what you'd call it. Anyway, it's by Surf City, Oceanic Grass of the Wilderness. Very fine. Now, when I look back at this week that we've just spent in at the Edinburgh Festival, one of the things I remember most of all with great fondness is this band that I'm going to play now. It's Sutu Sounds, and they played for us on Tuesday night in the big blue BBC tent at Potterow. And if you want to hear that, then you can listen again on iPlayer. But right now, here they are with Jerusalem. Sutu Sounds, from their album Junk Funk with Jerusalem. Well, that's nearly it from Lake Junction for this week, and I know that sharp-eared listeners will be saying, but you promised us some Congolese roots music from Caspi and Papa Kabongo, and indeed I did. But in fact, they're going to be coming in next week. You know, sometimes reality intrudes on this programme. Talking of which, next Thursday, 22nd of August, there's a late-night World Roots prom, and you can still get tickets for it. And it's featuring this artist, amongst others, Gotchak Askarov, with a track here called Aiki's Mugam Shahaz. Good night. Thanks for listening.
Niyemenden gel gezir sen, Niyemenden gel gezir sen, dolanırsan gelen ay kız, dolanırsan gelen ay perişan derdime değme, perişan derdime değme, küser könül senden ay kız, küser könül senden ay.
I'm John Shea, and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The Polish town of Paradis hosts a festival that's called, perhaps inevitably, Music in Paradise, and I'm starting today with some performances from summer 2011. The French group Trio en Papier play music from the turn of the 19th century, while the recorder player Bolette Ruth and the harpsichordist Alan Rasmussen look to an earlier century. If you like Handel, then you've chosen the right morning to listen. Trio en Papier's name has nothing to do with paper. It's formed from the first syllables of their surnames, Alice Pierrot, Fanny Pacou and Elena Andreev. They start with the single movement that Schubert completed off his string trio in B-flat, Deutsch 471. the string trio in B-flat that's numbered 471 in the Deutsch catalogue. The 19-year-old Schubert channelling the spirit of Mozart, I think you could say, in that single movement which he completed in September 1816. Trio en papier return with string trios by Hyacinthe Jardin and Beethoven later, but in the meantime, let's turn to another concert from the 2011 Music in Paradise Festival. The Danish performers Boletta Ruth and Allan Rasmussen begin their all-handle programme with two recorder sonatas and, in between, a solo harpsichord suite.